If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that bought 5 boxes of tissues, Jay, and with me is the sexual savior, Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Jay. Just helping people orgasm. You know how it is.
And I guess that's a good segue into the disclaimer for this podcast. We're going to be talking a lot about sexual stuff. So if you have kids around, it's probably not going to be a one to have on the
on the drive, the speakers, the drive to school with your kids.
I know, right? Yeah, for sure.
Yo, and by the way, before we share this, I shared with Jay about this anime that for some reason it's under like YouTube Kids.
Yes.
For some weird reason. And it really creeped me out when I saw, you know, some of the stuff in it, and then like would see below it, and it'd be like, "Oh, Baby Shark videos or whatever."
I know. For me, it was the same thing. It was like that. I was getting my son, and my niece. They watch like those like just kids like playing with toys and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
sometimes, and their videos were popping up on in the recommendations.
And I was like, so I could see how kids could click on this and be like, oh, it's a funny cartoon. And then,
yeah, or like mistake it for like Hamtaro, but.
But good thing there's only like 7,000 like views on it.
Yeah.
I mean, a kid maybe might have clicked on it, but usually like YouTube Kids videos get like millions and millions of views.
Yeah.
So.
I'm pretty sure this, this should be flagged for inappropriate or something like that.
Yeah, because it was weird because I was getting the YouTube Kids stuff, but if you look at it, there was like an age restriction on it, which is weird.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, so something with the algorithm.
Yeah, something messed up there.
Anyway, Jay, what anime are we talking about?
The not Hamtaro classic, Ibichu, the housemaid. Hamster.
Although this reminds me a lot of, the character design reminds me a lot of, like, Hamtaro.
Yeah, for sure. All right, you ready for the facts, Aaron?
Oh, let me hit you with the synopsis first.
You're right.
We're getting happy feet over here, Jay. So, Ibichu the hamster seems like a perfect house pet. She cleans, shops, cooks, does laundry, and anything to please her master, known only as Office Lady. Unfortunately, Office Lady and her unfaithful boyfriend, combined with Ibichu's uncontrollable exuberance and love for ice cream, often earn her severe and bloody punishment. However, Ibichu doesn't seem to mind the abuse if she achieves her goal of making her beloved master a little bit happier. And that came from our friends at My Anime List.
All right, Aaron, so now are you ready for the facts?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, so Ibichu is a sex comedy anime released in 1999. There are 24 episodes. This is based on the manga by Risa Itu. And she's written a few award-winning mangas. One called One Woman, Two Cats. And another one called Oi, Pitan. And the only other manga that was adapted into an anime is something called Hige Piyu. Have you ever heard of Hige Piyu?
No.
It's about a yellow bird with a beard that gets adopted by a young boy named Hiroshi.
Okay.
That's all it says on the wiki. Well, I guess it's anime animal theme, so I guess it's appropriate for...
Yeah. Next year, maybe.
Yeah. This is directed by Makoto Moriwaki, and she's directed something called B Project and a movie called Pre-Para. And I think her most recent anime is something called Welcome to Demon School Iruma-kun.
Oh, there you go.
Ever heard of this one?
Yeah, I heard good things about that anime.
Do you know what it's about?
I have no idea.
So this guy, Iruma, he's 14 years old, and he gets sold off by his parents to a demon. And the demon adopts him as his grandson, and they go to the demon world, where he enrolls into a school where the demon is the headmaster.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. And so he has to hide the fact that he's human because they'll eat him if they knew.
And then I'm pretty sure she also, I did a little looking into this one.
The director?
Yeah, the director. I think she also worked on this anime called Chew Bra, and I'm pretty sure I've brought it up before.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and that's another weird anime we're probably never gonna cover because it's so weird.
I think she did storyboard with that.
Yeah.
I don't think she directed it.
Do you remember what that was about?
No, I didn't click it.
Chew Bra is about this, it's about this, she's not elementary, I think she's a middle school kid. Her mom works as like a lingerie executive.
Okay.
So the mom asks her for her kid, like, hey, wear this sexy underwear and see how it feels and give me a review on it. So it's all about just this middle school kid wearing sexy underwear for 20 minutes at a time.
What the heck? That's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. Really weird anime. But it was one of the first like Crunchyroll stimulus cast, if I recall, like back in back in like back in like 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a weird one.
Okay, so moving on, we have the studio is Gainax and Group Tech. So Gainax, they've done Evangelion, Gurren Lagann, and Penny and Stocking with Gardevoir. Go check out those podcasts. We haven't done Evangelion yet, but we'll do that eventually.
That's a milestone probably somewhere along the line.
And Group Tech, does that sound familiar, Group Tech?
No.
We've covered one anime by them.
Okay, that's surprising.
So that anime is Flint the Time Detective.
Oh, what? Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they've also done Baki the Grappler. And Baki the Grappler 2. So, they've done some well-known stuff. I do not know who has the license for this anime. I think it might be up for grabs. So, if you want the EBCHU license, go ahead and nab it up.
Yeah, Discotech is looking at it right now as we speak.
I know, right? Our buddy's over there. the music is done by Minami Karasuyama, Sixth Street Productions. And I don't know, I didn't find any info on them. The opening song, I guess you want to talk about the music for a little bit?
I mean, it's nothing real special.
Yeah, I think you know, to be honest, I don't recall any music.
I think it adds to the mystique of it being looking like a kid's show.
Uh-huh.
Because very like
having the
kid show music.
Kind of kiddie music.
Yeah. And that's like part of the appeal, as we'll talk about in the art of it. It's like, oh, it's these cute characters being really vulgar. This really cute hamster talking about vagina.
I know, right? So the opening song is called Nande Kana, and that's by Kotono Mitsuishi. And she's the voice actor for EBCHU. And the ending song is actually shared with the four anime from this like block that EBCHU premiered on.
So I was wondering what these characters, the other characters sitting in the window were. Yeah, and I was like,
yeah, it's like it's from all the other anime.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was always waiting. I was always waiting for it's like a really cute glasses character. sitting there, and I was like, oh, I really hope we see her, and she never shows up.
So that song is called Kumo Kumo Gaki no Konma Takefu Yafu, and that's by the people that did the music, Minami Karasayama, Sixth Street Productions.
God, I kind of wish we can go back, or maybe we can find the other anime in there.
Yeah.
That'd be really interesting.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, we could at least look up what the block was called and then see what the other ones were.
Because I think the block was only of three, right?
I think it's four different anime.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
So as for cross-media, there was a plush made of EBCHU. that you could buy on eBay, I guess. That's what it said on the Wikipedia. You
can yeah,
buy
it was it a eBay. UFO catcher game or plush.
Mm-hmm. And did you read the what why they made this into an anime?
Yeah, but you can go ahead and you can share it.
Okay. So I guess like the voice actor for Ibichu, what was her name? Kotono Mitsuishi. I guess she would read the manga in between takes when she was recording Evangelion for her character on that show. And I guess she was sharing it with all the other coworkers, and they would have a good laugh. And they eventually thought it was good enough to be animated. Yeah. So that's pretty neat.
Pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. But that's all I have for the facts. Is there anything general you want to talk about before we get into the topics?
Yeah. So we were kind of talking about this before we started, but
yeah.
All the characters in this anime. No, I want to say all the characters. Most of the characters are real scum in this anime.
Yes. Not all of them are not all of them, but like pretty much most of them are like, I don't know. They're like not good people.
Yeah, like especially when the majority, the punchline to most of the Ebichu jokes are Ebichu getting smacked. Yeah. And bloodied.
Yeah, and me and Aaron are both animal lovers, hence Animal Month.
Yeah, so I was like, abuse, I know. I was like, not that good. I was like, I'm really glad no kids were watching this, because it's like, you could see how it could influence people just to be like aggressive with their pets.
I know, and I feel like I feel like hamsters get a lot of abuse with like kids in general.
No,
like, don't know how like, to... I remember people telling me like. Well, not telling me, but like, I remember in high school, people would say stuff about their hamsters and what they did to them as a kid. And I was like, oh my God, what the heck's wrong with you?
Evil. Don't know.
Yeah.
Well, not evil. Just don't know the right from wrong yet when you're a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. I'm not really squeamish around blood, but I think like the blood made it like worse.
Yeah.
As well. I
mean, especially because like, it always splatters. It's like always like on the wall. It's like streaks of blood.
It is really a it's like a time capsule of like Japanese comedy, like yeah. In the 90s. I feel,
mm-hmm.
Especially like all the vulgar jokes and everything.
Yes.
So
I mean, in the translation notes, I guess this was like heavily censored when it aired, right?
Yeah.
And. They like had to do like a whole bunch of stuff to get around the censorship and all that stuff. So it's like, it's a pretty vulgar anime.
How did you feel with the translator notes at the beginning of every episode?
I think they were fine. They're a little bit wordy.
Yeah, they go on a little too long.
Yeah. I mean, I did learn some stuff from it. So that's pretty cool. Like Manco and...
But like just
other stuff.
The thing that was kind of annoying to me was like the first 4 minutes of every episode, or if it wasn't 4 minutes, first like 3 minutes or whatever, it was always a theme song plus translator notes.
Yeah.
And then just to later on when the translator note came up, they would say it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like sometimes the translator notes like were not needed. Like, yeah,
some of it was like really like I don't need to know that they changed the product names for some products.
I mean, that's neat, but
yeah, it's neat, but it's not something that's really necessary because we could just like figure that out on our own.
Right.
It's not something that needs to be translated.
Or they can just like translate it as like don't keep it as whatever the Japanese brand name is, like change it to like an American brand and
yeah.
Change it, you know, in the sub. You get the same context from it.
Yeah.
The one that got me was I think the name of the episode was like men are like soap bubbles, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then in the translator, I was like, oh, this saying means like this. And it's like, oh, like, yeah. You could kind of get that from what it is. You need to explain like everything in it. But overall, they did a really good job, I feel.
Yeah, Yeah.
I just like my translator notes, like, during the anime. Rather, you kind of get spoilers of...
That's the one thing that I complained about was, like, it's, like, okay, now I know all this stuff is going to happen, so...
And it sucks.
Some of it's just, like, it's explaining the whole scene.
Yeah, or explaining the joke.
It seems like a... Yeah.
And that's... Yeah. I kind of sucked.
Because I remember one that, like, the translator notes, like, said something, and then the scene that it was describing, like, was that... It, like, lasted, like, 2 minutes, like, a minute.
So you knew, like, the punchline? You're like, oh...
Yeah.
God, there was one episode where instead of translator notes, it showed the, like, the full theme song before the theme song, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it just spoiled, like, the whole episode, or all the... It
spoiled, like, future episodes, too.
Yeah, it spoiled, like, a bunch of the gags, like the hamster suit and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, that was, like, eh, I don't know why they put that in there.
Yeah, I don't know, either.
So... Comparing this to an anime, you know, that I really like, which is Panty and Stocking.
Uh-huh.
Both are actually very similar. Both kind of look like American cartoons.
Yeah.
I have in my notes, we can expand upon it later, but at times, Ebichu looks like a Peanuts cartoon.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then Panty and Stocking totally just looks like a Western... Oh, just a Western cartoon with anime flair on it.
One thing that I noticed that really connects the two is the really janky animation at times, where it's just like a picture and it looks like it slides around the background.
Right, use it for comedic effect, I feel.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, okay, first, does the comedy work in this anime, do you feel? I think it's a lot of I think it's a lot of hit and miss.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of hit and miss for this anime. I feel like most of the misses are stuff that gets repeated throughout. Like, I felt like the first time like they do something, it's funny. Like I get a chuckle out of it, but like when it keeps going on, it just loses its momentum.
Yeah, I said it earlier. It abuses the rule of three a lot, which means. You can tell the same joke three times before it stops being funny. But yeah. Usually when you do a rule of three, you space it out throughout the episode.
Oh, yeah.
And here you just get
this one's like rapid fire.
Yeah, so you usually get it back to back, which is super annoying in spots. Oh, so which brings me to the next question. Being so similar, what makes Panty and Stocking better than Ebichu? Although they are so similar.
I think it's just variety.
Yeah, like, Panty and Stocking, they don't stick to the same... It's not which is weird. It's not just the same adolescent, like, sex jokes over and over again. It's not...
Yeah.
It's not Ma-kun, jerking off to Ebichu every time we see him, you know?
Yeah.
We just got, like, with Panty and Stocking, it's different every episode. It's just as juvenile... But the range of things that they do is completely different.
Yeah, and it has, like, action stuff to break up the comedy as well.
Exactly. And I think the dub also helps it out. I don't think the Japanese dub of Panty and Stocking is as good as the dub, English dub of it.
Uh-huh.
And I think this probably could have benefited from a dub, especially if it was, like, the 99 dub. So, yeah. I mean, we would have got, like, a really crappy ADV... dub of it, probably, most likely.
That
would have
been great, but the problem that I think would happen was just like adapting it to an American audience would be kind of hard because it's a lot of like
Japanese-isms.
Japanese like wordplay and stuff like that.
I think that's also what holds back this anime. Just all the jokes are wordplay, as well. So, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, for me, I don't know why wordplay puns are so big in Japan, but I don't get it.
Probably because a lot of things sound like the same things.
Right.
right? They have a lot of similar sounding names for stuff.
But it's just like using euphemisms and stuff in U.S. comedy, like, it's not as big. It happens. It's just not as a big thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You got anything else you want to talk about generally before we move on?
No, I think I'm good.
All right.
Think of anything, I'll bring it up.
All right. So, art.
Art style.
I mentioned it earlier. I think it looks like a mix between Peanuts at times and Crayon Shin-Chan, which is pretty cool. Yeah,
Crayon Shin-Chan is definitely what I was going to bring up. I feel like it's a little more cleaner than Crayon Shin-Chan, but it definitely has that style. It definitely has the same palette tone.
Right. The, like, pastels? Colors. Is that the right word? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, apart from their personalities, I think everybody's pretty cute looking.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character design in this anime?
Probably Ibichu.
Yeah, it's either mine's either Ibichu or what do they call it? Miss Flower Garden.
Oh yeah. She's one thing that I really enjoyed is like she never moved her mouth.
She's really adorable.
Yeah.
Her and the couple who lives next door.
The heart couple. They're wearing the heart sweaters.
Yeah, they're super cute. There's not much to talk about this anime, huh?
Yeah, I know this is probably going to be a short one, but one thing, going back to art style, one thing I did enjoy, I don't know, this is probably just like a cost-cutting measure or something like that, but the backgrounds are very, very bare minimum.
Right.
For this anime. I mean, I think there was one part where they're like at a restaurant or something like that, and or maybe they're passing by a restaurant, and the people in the restaurant were like just like... Not even full stick figures. There was just like a silhouette of a stick figure or something.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like, it was pretty, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty, pretty funny, but.
Yeah, it sounds like cost cutting.
Yeah.
And then do you have any
cinematography notes?
Cinematography notes? Because I do not.
There, actually, I do have one that I enjoyed. There was a part where I think AB2 ate a whole bunch of cheese. And then we saw like an X-ray of her throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that looked pretty cool, the X-ray part.
I guess there was a shot I really liked was when they were trying to find the smelly object. They're trying to find where the smell was coming from. And when they opened up the bag of cheese and like a bunch of flies and smell just flew out. I thought that looked pretty cool. I'm trying to think of any other...
That's an example of, like, the rule of three thing, right? Because, like, they're all... It was, like, three times that they tried to figure out what it was.
What it was.
They found out what it was.
Yeah, and it's, like, the same setup. The same exact setup every time.
Yeah.
Except for... And it's, like... It wasn't the same exact. It was more, like, oh, yesterday, 2 days, 3 days before, or whatever.
Yeah. It's always threes in this anime. It's like the dry cleaner thing was like three different people that brought in stuff.
Yeah, it's the rule of, like I said, it's the rule of three.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, were you aware of the rule of three until right now?
No.
Okay, so there's, all right. Favorite characters, least favorite characters, Jay?
I like Ibichu. I thought she was very cute. Do not like how she gets abused all the time.
Yeah. But at the same time, Ibichu is, I mean, it's in her innocence that she's, like, really annoying.
Yes.
At points.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to be, like, discreet or anything like that.
Yeah, because it's
like, giving up too much information.
Yeah, like, there's some points I'm like, Ibichu, just be quiet. Don't stop talking.
I mean, there's some scenes that I really enjoy where she's, like, giving too much information, like, when... The creepy phone guy calls and he's like, "Oh, what color underwear are you wearing?" Oh, you know, pink or purple, you know.
And then besides the whole, you know, animal abuse thing, office lady. I don't know what to call her either, master or office lady.
I'd say office lady.
Yeah, office lady. I think she's a pretty cute character.
Yeah.
I think she deserves way more than her crappy boyfriend.
Way more. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did not understand why she keeps going back to this guy.
Yeah, I know. I was like, man, she's so cute. And
I know.
This guy's such a jerk.
I felt like when she caught like him at the beach.
Oh, and he's getting blown. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that has to be the end of the line. She caught him.
Right.
But no, here comes him with a pink shell,
which she crushes. My favorite part was he was like, oh, I got stung by a poisonous urchin. The young lady was helping me out, suck out the poison.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad. And then and then he also tries to hook up with Miss Flower Garden, too, which is real savage.
She was into it, though. She was like, oh, I actually kind of like I was attracted to you. Oh really, huh? And then she passes out, and then he takes his pants off like he was gonna rape her or something.
No, again, weird Japanese comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Which sadly still exists today.
I don't think it's that kind of comedy doesn't age well.
Yeah, I think it feels
old timey.
I might have told you about this, but because they're like weird rape jokes in the Konosuba movie that just came out.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, and before the movie started, it had like Megumin and Kazuma's voice actor talking about the movie. Yeah. And they said like, oh, I don't know if the Japanese humor will translate. And that's like one of the things that they probably were talking about was like the weird sexual humor like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's weird, because, like, people were laughing at it, because it is played comedically, but it's, like, at the same time, like, you look into it, and you're like, ugh, like, that's real bad taste.
Yeah.
Anyway, back on to lighter topics. Yeah, I know. I said Miss Flower Garden, think she's really cute. And then, I guess for underutilized, I have, the couple. I wish the couple was in it more often.
Yeah, they come pretty late.
We only see them like maybe in 4 or 5 scenes of the whole anime.
Yeah.
I wish you got more of them. They're both really cute characters. So for least favorite characters, Jay.
Yeah. I don't know, like there's the boyfriend, obviously. I mean, he's a scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Always cheating.
Big old scumbag.
Bringing cake.
We know So the three ultimate scumbag moves, right? One was him trying to hook up with Flower Garden, right?
Yeah.
Two was him getting that blowjob on the beach. Three is bringing girls back to her house.
Oh yeah, when she's gone.
Yeah. that's like even worse.
Yeah, he's done that multiple times.
And why would you do... What makes him think that was a good idea? Like, the freaking hamster can talk.
I know.
And squeal on you. Like, why would you...
What's funny is, like, okay, like, everybody's okay with her, like, talking and stuff, but they still treat her like a hamster. It's, like, really funny, because, like, she's like a person. And, but, like, they always treat her like a...
Like a small, cute creature.
Yeah. Like, the funniest part, like, what I thought was funny is she wanted to pay for her own subway ticket, but then the guy that checks the tickets was like, hamster's right for free.
Give her money back. And so she was so excited to punch the ticket, too.
Yeah.
To pay. No. What was another... Another weird one to me is, like, when she's dragging, like, stuff through the streets. Like, that's a real funny... Oh, yeah. Juxtaposition between the characters is her dragging like laundry or her dragging groceries through the street.
Yeah. Sometimes she has like a tiny grocery bag with like one thing in it.
Yeah, that's also really adorable.
Like a basket. It's a tiny basket.
So I already kind of mentioned my feelings about Mahakun, but how do you feel about Mahakun, Jay?
I thought he was funny the first time, but it just, after that, it's the same joke. It's kind of like the smelly guy from, Ping Pong Club. And it's just the same joke over and over. Like, he's aroused by hamster.
Like, that's about it. I thought it was, like, real, So, like, I thought he was, like, I didn't think it was, like, a crush or whatever. Like, a sexual attraction. I thought, like, oh, he just likes, like, cute things. And then,
that's,
like...
that's, I think that's what made the first time funny.
Yeah, like, it seems, like, kind of innocent.
Yeah.
And, but then, like, he's, like, cutting out, like, pictures of Ebichu and putting it on, like, naked women's bodies.
Yeah.
Or, like, he's, like, thinking... My favorite part about that scene is, at the beginning, like, we find out he has, like a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he imagines Ebichu as they're doing it. And it makes him go harder.
This anime really loves doggy style.
There you go. Especially the office lady. She loves doggy style.
I know, right? I mean, you thought Darling in the Franxx was doggy style the anime.
No, this is it.
Wait till you watch this one.
Exactly. So do you want to go into favorite moments, Jay? Or do you have any other characters? Do you not have any favorite moments in this anime?
I mean, the things with the cheese, like Ebichu with cheese, is pretty funny.
That's pretty adorable.
Yeah, I really like that. Like, she's always like trying to like the one where like she got the package that wasn't for her, and she was just like fighting the urge to not eat the cheese. That was pretty funny.
I think my favorite repeated joke in the anime is Ebichu Man.
Oh yeah, that's like the one of the biggest highlights is just them trying to. Or her, she was reading people's minds, right, about their sexual.
Yeah, in every different scenario, like even the first and second half of Ebichu Man, they're all the same through the three. But I don't think any of them ever got like less funny. I actually thought they were really funny, and I think this comes to my thing of like comedy anime is. If you're going to say the same joke over and over, like, make sure it's a good joke. And I think that's actually a really, really, really strong joke that stayed funny the whole time.
Yeah. My favorite one out of those Ebichu Man ones is the packages that get swapped.
Oh, my God. And it's because the first two are basically the same. The pizza versus the laundry cleaning.
Yeah,
they're pretty much the same thing, but then the box being swapped up, I thought that was really funny.
Like, yeah, really what's unique. Really funny is like she did it like herself. Like at first she did it logically, like oh yeah, I'm reading the notes and like okay, this is for a grandma, this is for some other person, right?
Yeah, her and ex then, breaking up with her ex.
Yeah, and then she's like, wait, this is too easy. I'm gonna flip everything.
Yeah, she was like, oh, this is too easy. I think I'm being tricked. It's like the 3 gram brain. I'm trying to think of anything else I really, really like. Oh, there was like the Ebichu, the Ebichu dance or the song number. I thought that was really funny. Mm-hmm. Just like these two grown adults watching this hamster try to be sexy. I thought that was like really funny juxtaposition between it. And then... I don't know.
Well, you know what? Now I think about it. There's actually another cross media thing. Well, like a fun fact thing that I just remembered.
Oh, go ahead.
I guess in Evangelion, there's one episode where there's a beer that has Ebichu on it.
Oh, that's cool.
And the beer is called Ebichu.
No, that's adorable. Well, when we watch out for it when we.
Yeah, now I'm definitely gonna watch out for it.
Do you have any least favorite moments, Jay? I guess we kind of already talked about the negatives. In this anime.
I think everything with Makun after the first time was kind of
And it gets really
like him having old. Wet dreams and stuff. And the hamster suit. It was all like
The cutting the pictures out. That really got me like weirded out. That was real creepy.
Yeah.
The thing about the wet dreams though. How like weirdly explicit sexually they get.
Yeah.
Because like, it starts off with like, oh, Makun, I need somewhere to stay. And then it just, like, ends with Ebichu, like, presenting her butt to him.
I know, right? Her little ex.
Yeah, her little ex. Yeah, and then I never thought any of the, like, the cheating boyfriend stuff was, like, really funny.
Yeah.
Either.
I think it was more funny when he was getting caught by
Office Lady. Oh, Ibishu, yeah.
Or them, or her, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to bring up, Jay, before we end of the wrap up?
Say no to animal abuse.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry. I know. Didn't know it was gonna be that much animal abuse in this one.
I know, right?
All right, Jay.
You know when I picked this anime, I didn't I must have read some sort of like horrible synopsis because I did not know it was raunchy until like the day of that I was gonna pick it.
There you go. Well, I think when I kind of read it, the description off of my anime list,
yeah.
It seemed kind of like weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's weird. All right, Jay. Accessibility. This is actually really low, I guess, the accessibility for this one.
Yeah, this is an adult anime. There is full frontal nudity.
Yeah, full frontal violence.
Yeah,
a lot of
blood and a lot of vulgar language.
And you can see this on
YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. Find it before it gets taken down.
Yep, find it before the YouTube police take it down.
Exactly. What's next, Jay?
Accessibility. Then it is rewatchability.
Low. I'm good.
Very low. I am really glad. I'm surprised I got through it so fast.
Yeah, I finished it today at work. I was like, let's just finish it up.
Yeah, I woke up early and I like killed like freaking four episodes, like super fast.
Yeah, I mean the one thing that's good about this anime, I guess to give it a little bit more credit, it's not paced horribly.
Yeah,
it's paced very well.
The episode the segments go by pretty fast.
Yeah, it's very fast paced.
There's a lot of like 1 minute scenes as well, like 1 minute jokes.
Those are probably like my favorite, the four coma style jokes.
Yeah.
The really quick payoff. Especially mm-hmm. they're like the cold opens are usually that, like 30 seconds to a minute long.
Yeah.
What else, Jay? What would you do differently, Jay, in this anime?
A dub. Like you said, I think that could have helped it, but, you know, the translation.
The challenge. Yeah, the challenges that would be really hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this anime is beyond saving, but it's, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely a product of its time, so I don't know if, anything we could add to it would actually help it.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth.
Moment of truth.
What do you rate it?
I give this a light pass.
If this is... Actually, for me, it's a niche recommend.
Okay.
I will give it.
You know, I thought about that too when I was like in the middle of watching this. Like this could be like a niche recommend.
It's not a nice time capsule, but it's a time capsule into like 90s anime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fast too. And you can just see what Japanese people thought was funny back in the day.
Yeah. And like another good thing about this anime, it's not very linear. Like you could go to like any episode and you'll be fine. There's no real ending either, so there's no like overarching story to like be invested in.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a easily digestible. It's just whether or not you're gonna like this kind of
humor,
kind of comedy.
Yeah. So niche recommend.
Okay.
All right, Jay.
Now that we're bumped.
Yeah, exactly.
The bleeding has stopped.
Exactly. Are you ready for what I have for the finale of Animal Month?
Yes. And I am excited because I already know what you're going
to
pick.
I know. So the whole reason why I wanted to do a theme month this month was for the hopefully Studio Trigger new classic, brand new Animal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Netflix.
BNA.
Yeah, BNA. It's a Netflix exclusive.
Okay.
I saw a review, and it said, "Oh, is this a brand new animal or a bland new anime?" And I was like, "Oh man, I didn't read it.
No.
I just seen the subtitle, and I thought it was really funny."
One thing that I read, but it's from like one of those Google stories when you like pull up Google.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how trustworthy it is because a lot of those articles are pretty dumb, but it said that it borrows a lot of like the same like it has a lot of the tropes from Trigger.
Oh, I'm so excited!
Yeah, so that's why I go to Trigger. So it's probably going to end up in space, right?
No. Oh, if it doesn't end up in space, Jade, I want my money back. That's it. And it is a Yo Yoshinori project before we get to into it next week. That's okay. The guy who created or who directed Little Witch Academia. Yes. And it looks like Little Witch Academia, too, if you look at the art style.
Yeah, the art style is very similar.
It's totally his, because he also did the character creation and stuff, Yo Yoshinori. Okay. So, yeah, very, very excited for this one, Jay. I've been waiting maybe 2 years for it. At least a year.
Really?
For,
that long?
Yeah, for this anime.
I thought you were going to say 2 months.
No, I've been waiting. Whenever a Studio Trigger project is announced, I immediately pin it to the calendar. It's like, all right, when is this coming out? I'm really excited. I think for... What was the longest I waited for a project? I think this might be the longest. It might have been a year or 2 years I was waiting for this to come out.
What about the Konosuba movie? How long did you wait for that?
Probably like a year or so. Maybe two. Okay. No... Maybe a couple months before they announced it. Yeah. Studio Trigger announces stuff like at Anime Expo, which is in July, and then it won't premiere until like the next spring or the next summer. So like they'll give you like a year leeway of excitement.
Hype.
Yeah. I think like Promare too was like a really long hype build to it.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about Promare a long time ago.
Yeah, Promare, the new, I don't want to get too much into Studio Trigger now, but the new, not Witcher, Cyberpunk anime is not coming out until 2022, so
okay. We
have some time for that. But anyway, Jay, everybody, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I know, right? I was about to say.
And if you liked us, go ahead. Subscribe to us on iTunes, follow us on SoundCloud, leave a like, 5-star review, leave a comment. Send us an email. You got any recommendations? You got any thoughts on how we can improve the podcast? Go ahead and send it this way. We would appreciate it. And follow the Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. Is that right, Jay?
At anime or it's just Anime Cherry Bomb.
Yeah, Anime Cherry Bomb. One word. Check us out on the gram. Yep. Flex J.
I'll probably draw Ibichu today.
There you go. Is it Ibichu or Hamtaro? See, and we do Hamtaro. You can just repost the same picture.
I know, right? I should probably put both of them on the chalkboard, and so you guys can compare.
There you go. All right, everybody. Until next time. Stay not abusing your animals.
Ibichu, I a hamster.
There you go.